the Cowboys are making plans for the next annual Cow Cruise. So now is the time to make plans to join us, as more details of the date and destination will be coming soon. Over the past years, the Cow Cruise has become synonymous with beautiful scenery, world-class cuisine, the best camaraderie around, and the most outstanding entertainment in the cowboy culture. The best part of the whole Cow Cruise is the like-minded, down-to-earth people you will meet and travel the globe with, who become instant, lifelong friends. Stay tuned for the upcoming official announcement of the next annual Cow Cruise and make plans now to join us.
Howdy, folks. This is R.W. Hampton, and I'm mighty proud you've joined me, Andy, and Jim for Clear Out West.
That's right, R.W. You are listening to Clear Out West Radio Show. Mm-hmm. Andy's tuned in just in time for Farrier's File.
Hey, did you know me and R.W. had the same barber?
I heard this once. I think one time, a long time ago. That. Yeah. The barber shop in the Stockman's in Elgin.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Get your hair cut and your nose picked all for a dime. Yeah.
Oh, heck of a deal.
Oh, man.
Heck of a deal.
Yeah. I digress.
How about a little Farrier's File?
Well, let's talk a little bit about nutrition.
Let's. I'm ready.
You know, nutrition plays a big part into how your horse's hoof health is.
Oh, absolutely.
Not only the whole horse, but, you know, the healthier your horse is, the better off their hooves
are, obviously. Their hooves are going to be, right.
So if you have to supplement them, you know, where everybody's got turned out on green grass right now. And,
sure.
And, oh, my.
Wow. I've got one that I have to keep him in a lot because, my gosh, he is prone to founder. I mean, just like that.
Well, you know, and in this country, the grass, the native grass in this country has such a high protein content, and there's something about it when it freezes, you know, not a hard freeze, but, you know, just a 30 degree temperature.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is, brings that protein up into that blade of grass.
And we had one of those just last week.
Yes, we did.
Yes, we did. Yeah.
But, let's be aware of what we're putting into our horses.
Yeah, absolutely.
And how the whole health of the horse is going to determine how the hooves go.
That's a fact. You know, if the horse is using energy for other things, it's going to use less of it on the hoof.
It's going to steal it from somewhere else.
It is, isn't it? Yeah. That's some great information there, big fella.
Yeah.
And thank you for Farrier's File.
My pleasure.
Now, if these good folks want to get a hold of you and they want to say, hey, nutrition obviously is an issue for you guys.
Not a problem.
How are they going to get a hold of us?
Just belly up to the old confuser and go to clearoutwest.com and send us an email at cowboys@clearoutwest.com.
That's right. If they would like to request a Dick's pick,
dick@clearoutwest.com.
You got it. Leave us a voicemail, 307-360-8776. And of course, Pony Express rides clear to our house. Yeah, we do work on the nutrition with them. You bet. P.O. Box 1547, Pinedale, Wyoming, 82941.
We did all right.
Not terrible.
Not too shabby.
We've been better. We've done better.
We digressed
a
little.
We can do better. That's right. Yeah. Let's have some more music then.
Let's do it.
Our buddy R.W. Hampton is riding along with us. This is a great song, My Country's Not For Sale. But at the end of it, he tags on a little bit from the Gettysburg Address.
Yeah,
this is cool.
There's a trail of blood back through the sacred halls of history, follow it back to where our fathers fought and died. Across the way, see the crosses on the hillside. On the wind, hear their voices as they cry. We gotta get back to the faith of our fathers and find our way back to the Liberty Bell and never forget that old flag and all she stands for. It's time to rise up and say this country is not for sale. She's not for sale. From Valley Forge they're calling, not for sale from Gettysburg. day's birthday cry. From Bella Wood to the battle for Fallujah, she's not for sale, no, not at any price. There was a time when we all stood together. There was a time when by fire we were tried, but we've lost our way. It's a way that costs so dearly. It's not too late to saddle up and ride. We've gotta get back,
gotta get back
to the faith of our fathers and find our way back to the Liberty Bell and never forget that old flag and all she stands for. Time to tell Washington my country's not for sale. From the Alamo to the sands of Iwo Jima, from Normandy to the Chosin Reservoir, back to Bataan, to the mighty Mekong Delta, from the Helmand Province to the Solomon's bloody shores, they cry. We gotta get back to the faith of our fathers. It is for us, the living, rather, dedicated here to the unfinished work which they who fought here have thus far so nobly advanced. It is rather for us to be here dedicated to the great task remaining before us, that from these honored dead we take increased devotion to that cause for which they gave the last full measure of devotion. That we here highly resolve that these dead shall not have died in vain. That this nation, under God, will have a new birth of freedom. That government of the people, by the people, for the people, shall not perish from the earth. Abraham Lincoln, the Gettysburg Address, November 19th, 1863.
Oh, yeah, good stuff there, R.W. Hampton.
Wow.
Yeah, great patriot.
Well, let's remember some things here.
Do it.
You know, what the heck are we doing here?
Right.
You know, we got started, this nation got started, one nation under God.
That's interesting that you're bringing up the last line of that, one nation under God, indivisible.
Indivisible. Undivided.
Undivided, right. And how divided are we?
We are not united.
We are not united.
No.
Right. Indivisible with liberty and justice.
For
who?
All of us.
For all of us.
Exactly.
Man, I'm so glad you brought up that, that last line.
Well, it... Okay.
All right.
We understand how everything got started. We were looking for religious freedom, right?
Sure.
Are we still looking for that?
Are we still searching?
Are we still searching?
Yeah. Go back to God.
Amen.
There you go. You quit searching?
Yeah.
Yeah. We just go
we
back,
done fixed
right?
It.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Hey, we just solved a lot of problems right there on Cow Radio, didn't we?
Holy cow.
Holy. Get yourself back to the basics.
Yeah, exactly.
That's and all of us that have made our way back to God, we still have a lot of improving to do.
Boy, do we ever. Yeah, we got a lot of practice.
Oh, my goodness gracious, that's right, yeah. I love that. Mm-hmm. I love our national anthem.
Yeah, you know, I can't sing it.
I love our Pledge of Allegiance.
I can't say it.
You can't because you tear up.
I tear up.
You do, don't you?
Yeah, it just chokes me down.
Well, you know, our forefathers said the only thing that are certain are death and taxes. Taxes are our rent to live in a free country.
Okay, let's
it's
go
not,
there.
It's not perfect. We're going to go there. We will, but right now, we got to ditch out to a cowmercial.
Why not?
All right, and when we come back, Babe Humphrey has some poetry for us.
Clear Out West Radio Show can be heard by thousands of people at any given time via radio or the World Wide Web, so why not advertise your product or service right here on Cow Radio? To become part of the Clear Out West advertising family, drop us a line at cowboys@clearoutwest.com or give us a buzz at 307-360-8776. Then you'll be partnered up with the fastest growing radio show of its kind. Enjoy the ride.